Thanks, Darren. Good afternoon. I'm Joshua Steele. I'm going to talk about yet another glyphosate-resistant weed. And this is some research that we started this year in Arkansas looking at paraquat and Direx to control glyphosate-resistant horseweed in cotton. And as the previous speaker showed stats from 2008, in 2009 we had 8.9 million acres of cotton planted in the U.S., and 88% of those are biotech varieties. And also in Arkansas we had 520,000 acres of cotton planted, which is actually down from a couple years ago, and 97% of those were biotech varieties. So the majority of those are going to be glyphosate tolerant crops. And so as we've seen already from the pressure from applying glyphosate, we've developed glyphosate resistant weeds. And one of the weeds we have in Arkansas is horseweed. And in 2003 we had our first confirmed glyphosate resistant horseweed biotype. And as of last year from Norsworthy and others in 2009, we had 16 states that had glyphosate resistant biotypes of horseweed. According to a survey done by Norsworthy and others in 2007 on cotton producers in Arkansas, they considered horseweed to be the most problematic weed in cotton. And also the reduced tillage that has been more widely implemented in the last few years in cotton has greatly increased this problem. Used to, the conventional tillage would take care of horseweed, but now we've had to really fill the void that conventional tillage really took the place of, and now fill it with a chemical control means. And right now there are very few herbicides that will control glyphosate-resistant horseweed. So glyphosate-resistant horseweed limits our pre-plant burn-down options before going into cotton, and that's because it takes glyphosate out of the picture. And some might say, well, you can come back in with glufosinate and spray a pre-plant application, but a paper by Steckel and others in 2006 showed that glufosinate may not be effective on controlling weeds if you're applying at cool temperatures, which is typically when we want to burn down in cotton. So what is effective? If you can't use glyphosate and you can't use glufosinate, paraquat is an effective option. It's labeled in cotton. It has no plant back restriction, so it's very flexible. The problem is it has no residual activity. Another option is dicamba. But dicamba requires a 1-inch rainfall and a 3-week window prior to planting cotton. So it's not as flexible as paraquat could be before planting cotton. So if you're going to use paraquat, you need a residual control due to the season-long emergence of horseweed. And that was shown, or just the season-long emergence of horseweed was shown by Maine and others in 2006. A study done by McClellan and others in 2003 showed that paraquat plus diuron had the potential to be an effective combination for burning down horseweed, or, and this was just regular horseweed, I believe, in cotton. And it was a very limited study. They only used one rate of paraquat and one rate of diuron, but we wanted to expand on that and look at multiple rates of each. So our objective was to evaluate paraquat alone and paraquat plus diuron for controlling horseweed prior to planting cotton. In our study, we had a field location in Clarkdale, Arkansas, and we had a greenhouse study in Fayetteville, and both included the same glyphosate-resistant biotype that came from Clarkdale. So there was a factorial with four applications, and in the field, we applied the paraquat treatments at a 4-inch rosette, and it was applied early April. And in the greenhouse, we applied it to a 4 to 6-inch shoot. And our treatments were paraquat at 0.2, 0.4, and 0.6 pounds of active ingredient per acre, and the diuron at 0.5 and 1 pound AI per acre. And these are our results. This is the greenhouse horseweed control at 21 days after application. We have our control on the y-axis and our treatments on the x-axis. We have our diuron alone at the two rates. And I'm just going to show the paraquat at the highest rates because this is where we saw our differences in the field. The greenhouse doesn't really show much since we had 100% control on all the treatments, but we had our paraquat at 0.4 and 0.6 pounds and then all our combinations. The only significantly different treatment we had was diuron alone. Everything else was 100% control. And we think we see this because of we did the test in February in Fayetteville, and Fayetteville has we had really indirect sunlight. The sun was at a low angle. We have a lot of overcast days in the winter, and the low light really contributed to this, I think, due to the high efficacy. It actually allowed the paraquat to translocate to some extent and get a better kill on the horseweed. We also took a horseweed biomass in the greenhouse. This is our dry weight in grounds and the same treatments. I have included the untreated check. As you can see, we're going to evaluate regrowth, if any, and there was really no regrowth. They were all significantly different from the check. This is where we started to see more interesting data. This is from the field. Again, we have our control on the y-axis and the same treatments we had in the greenhouse on the x-axis. We had our best control from paraquat alone at 0.6 pounds AI per acre, and then also paraquat at the same rate plus a half a pound of diuron. And this is at 14 days after application. What we see at 25 days after application, we've actually improved our control with our combination treatments, and the control we got from a paraquat alone actually reduced slightly. But what I want to point out here with where I have the bar circled is also what we see in some other tests is what we think is some synergism going on between the PS1 and PS2 inhibitors. And what I mean by that is the control we're going to get from a combination is going to be greater than the control you would have gotten from the two herbicides sprayed independently and then added together. And so that's what we see here. We have diuron at a half a pound per acre. We get about 7% control. If you added that to these two treatments, which is the paraquat treatments alone, you'd get a number less than you'd get in these two control treatments or treatments. So, but we actually increased control more than we would have just adding those together. We actually got very good control with our paraquat at 0.6 pounds and our diuron at half a pound and 1 pound. And that was around, I think, 94% for the 1 pound of diuron and the, I think, 96% for the half pound. And I also have some pictures of treatments that we had in the field. They were all 25 days after application. And I'm going to compare each treatment to the check. We had a lot of chickweed and a horseweed and other species there. But you can see we had very poor control with our diuron alone at half a pound and also 1 pound of the horseweed. Once we get into the paraquat plus diuron treatments, we see we control a lot of the other species except for the horseweed, where we had somewhat good control, but not very good at all. Half a pound and 1 pound plus 0.4 pounds AI per acre, controlled horseweed roughly 60 to 70%. But once you get into 0.6 pounds of paraquat plus diuron, we see that we get very good control of the horseweed. The green you see in the plot is actually Bermuda grass that's starting to green up, because this was taken in late April, early May, when Bermuda grass is starting to come out of dormancy. And also, again, that was a half a pound. This is 1 pound AI per acre of diuron. And so we have a little bit of horseweed left over, but roughly it was around the mid-90s in percent control. So in summary, the greater efficacy we observed in the greenhouse, that was we think that was due to just the low light intensity just from being conducted in the wintertime. We can say that paraquat at 0.6 pounds plus the two diuron rates will provide effective control on glyphosate-resistant horseweed. And as I said before, we've also seen this in a couple of experiments we've done on corn and ryegrass. But we see some synergism between PS1 and PS2 inhibitors that we used in this experiment. And thank you all, and I'll take any questions.
Any questions for our speaker? All right. I appreciate it. Thank you.